Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. There's a scene in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol that I really love. Scrooge awakens on Christmas Day after having spent the night with those three spirits, and he flings open his window to let in a ray of brilliant sunlight. Before that, he traveled through an awful lot of darkness, the guilt of his past, the isolation of his present, and fear of his future. He realizes that it's Christmas morning and he's been given another chance. The darkness hasn't consumed him. There is still time and there is still hope. In Isaiah's writing, about 700 years before Jesus, he spoke to the people of Israel during a period of their greatest threat from the Assyrian Empire. The people were filled with fear, hopelessness, and questioning whether God had left them. They were walking in darkness, not just the absence of natural light, but the absence of hope, clarity, and peace, because they felt so lost and alone. In the middle of all that, Isaiah made a promise. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. He didn't say they will see. He said they have seen. He speaks of this coming light with such confidence that it seems to have already occurred. But Isaiah knew that that is the nature of God's promises. They are so confident, so dependable, we can speak of them as if they've already taken place. 700 years later, in the same general area that Isaiah prophesied about, a baby is born in Bethlehem. Matthew's gospel references this exact verse in describing Jesus' ministry in Galilee. The light Isaiah spoke of wasn't simply a desire for better conditions or for political freedom. The light was a person, Jesus. John Wesley understood this is how God works. He calls it prevenient grace, which means the light that precedes us, preparing our hearts, working in our lives long before we're aware of it. Long before we realize our need for light, God is shining light into our darkness. The Advent message is that while we were still walking in darkness, God brought the light. Each Sunday in Advent, we light candles in our sanctuaries and we watch the darkness slowly give way to light. This is a wonderful representation of what God did in human history and what He continues to do in each of our lives. We don't produce the light, nor do we earn it. The light comes to us. It shines on us. Are you walking through darkness this Advent season? Maybe it's the grief of losing someone dear, worry about the future, loneliness, or just the fatigue of living in a world that can feel cold and unforgiving at times. Isaiah's promise is for you. The light has come, not at some point in the future, not eventually. The light has already shone. Christmas isn't about us finding a way to leave the darkness behind. It's about God coming into our darkness and bringing light with Him. Emmanuel, God is with us, including in the darkest of places. Lord Jesus, You are the light of the world who came into our darkness. Shine in our hearts today and help us trust that no darkness is too deep for Your light to reach. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Cliff McCartney.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.